This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Russia's President Vladimir Putin has signed laws absorbing four Ukrainian regions into Russia, a move that finalizes the annexation carried out in defiance of international law. Earlier this week, both houses of the Russian parliament ratified treaties making the Donetsk, Luhansk, Kherson, and Zaporizhia regions part of Russia. The formalities followed the Kremlin-orchestrated referendums in the regions that Ukraine and the West have rejected as a sham. Both Russia and Ukraine say they're going to take control of operations at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, with President Putin ordering his government to do so just a short time ago. VOA's Anna Chernikova spoke with Flashpoint Ukraine's Steve Miller to help break down the situation.
What we know is that a couple of days ago, the general director of Zaporizhia nuclear power plant was kidnapped after a day he was released by Russian forces, and Mr. Grossi announced that actually he is back to the Ukrainian-controlled territory to his family. Also, today we have the official address of the president of Energoatom regarding this situation. He said that for the moment, acting general director of the Zaporizhia power plant would be a new one, and he says that it would be he himself. So Petro Kotin, who is for the moment the president of the Energoatom, he will now be acting general director of the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant.
The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA, Rafael Grossi, said he was traveling to Ukraine for talks about the plant. A blast hit a mosque in Afghanistan's capital in the vicinity of the heavily fortified Interior Ministry compound Wednesday. This is VOA News.